Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. Yes, it is. We're going this time.
Oh, dear.
How are you two this evening?
Pretty good.
Good.
It's sunny.
It is.
We should be doing this outside.
Well, we kind of are. The window's open. So that's kind of the same.
Should be doing it outside with my dog as a guest host.
Just running about.
And he's got a lot to say.
Yeah, yeah. While she defecates on my lawn.
I picked it up.
Well, that's kind of you. That's kind of you. But there's still feces on my lawn.
I threw it at your garage, but I picked it up.
It makes a change when it's not yours.
It does. I don't mind when it's mine. You know, sometimes the bathroom's too far away.
And to throw your poo at. Paul's going through his kind of modernistic art stage.
And it's not like you actually go to the garden, you just use a lacrosse stick and throw it out the window.
I don't even use a lacrosse stick, I just hit the palm of my hand, just kind of cup it.
All right. So you're, okay, more disgusting than I thought.
There's not a huge amount to talk about tonight.
Has anyone done anything? Have we had any comments?
We've had no comments. Nobody cares about us anymore.
Should we just stop?
We've hit 50. We've had a 2-year anniversary, you know.
Yeah.
I was about to say, kind of, if nobody puts a comment up in the next 2 episodes, we're going to stop. But I kind of like doing the show, and nobody's going to put 2 comments up.
I could get my mum an iTunes account.
Yeah, get your mum an iTunes account. That'll certainly help the numbers. Certainly help the numbers. Anyway,
this is increasingly starting to sound like people are listening to a more three guys getting more and more depressed. Just going, yeah. We didn't start popular. We thought we would get popular, but it didn't happen.
Where did we peak? It was like a bell curve.
Did we?
It's kind of like
a peak.
Us at school, really.
No,
went in with high
peaked.
Hopes.
I never peaked.
Well, we've never peaked on this.
We have jumped the shark. I would say former child Giles Dibna, excuse me, was the jump the shark.
Yeah,
I
shot the.
That
shot
was episode 3, I think, wasn't it?
At least this way, we don't actually see the face of rejection looking at us.
I know.
We can just imagine it.
We can just imagine people hovering over the subscribe button.
No, there was that.
No.
There was that time that the guy
didn't get that point.
Did an orangutan on.
Oh, yeah. That was
the face of disappointment.
Welcome
it was an orangutan and not gorilla. Jesus.
Welcome to This Week in What Could Have Been, where we discuss our shortcomings as podcasters.
Because, once again, there's no news.
There really isn't any news, and also
we're actually fine for news. None of us have played any games.
We've all had excessively busy couple of weeks since the last show, and none of us have really played very much to really talk about. Apart from Sam, so Sam's pretty much going to hold up the second half of the show on his own. But me and Chiz are just going to sit and listen. So we will dive straight in. So Microsoft, in one of 2 massive turnarounds or back faces or reversals of policy or whatever. In the first one, they have decided that even though they did say at the very beginning that the Kinect was an absolutely integral part of the experience, they're going to remove it. And they're going to sell consoles now at a reduced price.
And from June.
From June the 9th. For £349 in the UK, $399 in the US, without the Kinect. You can still buy the Kinect separately, but...
Did people read the article... I can't remember what
it was.
None of us
read the article, we just read the headlines.
No, not this one. We don't read anything that's in our news. No, there was an article about why they shouldn't have done it, and they shouldn't have backed down.
Right. What was the reasons?
Just because,
or is that as much as you know?
They're kind of backing down and going with mediocrity rather than like pushing, making us move forward and innovating things and allowing us to dictate the market as opposed to them pushing on.
It was Kinect was the only thing that really made the Xbox One sort of different.
Yeah, the big thing is now that $349 price point brings it down equal to the PlayStation, which by all reports is sort of kicking its butt in terms of units sold.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's still the same price for a console that's still less powerful than the PS4.
And you can
still pick up Xbox One with Kinect for £30-40 more than that.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like for an extra like £30 you get Kinect or something. So it's like you may as well get.
I mean, they said in the article, the press release thing, that 80% of people are actively using Kinect with an average of 120 voice commands per month on each console. Now, funnily enough, I think I'm probably part of that demographic because the only thing I really use my Xbox One for in the past month, I would say, is Sky. And all I do is go, Xbox, watch TV, or Xbox, on. And that's all I do. So I'm using Kinect, so I'm part of that demographic. But I haven't played a game on my Xbox One for the last month.
Have you got it to rub your feet yet?
I have not, no. Well, actually, I would have played it, but Chiz has got my second controller still.
Oh, I might bring that back.
Oh, so you can only do 1 foot.
Well, no, it's me and my daughter, we're going to play, I got the Lego Movie, and we're going to play it together. And I was waiting for the second console to come back before I could play it, so that's mainly why. But that's the only game I've kind of got on it just now, so...
My controller arrived the other day. I meant to bring it back. I shall do so.
Your almost goddaughter cried for nights.
Good. I shall laugh myself to sleep tonight.
This was Phil Spencer, the department head, Xbox.
Kevin, carry on.
It's not broadcastable.
It's a good thing there's no visual on this.
Yeah. I still think the camera thing is going to be a bad idea.
Phil Spencer said on Xbox.com, to be clear, as we introduce this new Xbox One console option, Kinect
isn't
means...
he the bloke who sang When I'm Cleaning Windows?
We had this conversation before. Or am I having a case of deja vu?
I don't remember having this conversation. Was that not... I can picture the guy.
I don't know, Phil Spencer's the one...
Is he not one of the guys...
Some mothers do have him.
No, that was somebody Spencer, but it wasn't Phil.
Isn't it? All right.
Rick Spencer?
Frank Spencer.
Anyway. We have a show title.
No, we don't.
Showing our age.
So they're saying that it's still part of the whole overall experience. In the second of our two turnarounds this last kind of couple of weeks, Xbox are also saying that starting from June, you no longer need an Xbox Live subscription to watch services like Netflix, HBO Go, Twitch, Mishima, Upload, Univision, Deportes, whatever the hell that is, GoPro, Red Bull TV, HBO Go, and sports experiences like the NFL app for Xbox One, MLB TV, NBA Game Time, NHL Game Center, and more. Out of that list, it's only Netflix that actually affects us in the UK, isn't it?
Think so, yeah.
There's a few other things, but it's about time. It's always been silly that these free service apps, Netflix, you've got a subscription on any other platform, you've got free extra access, but Xbox Live can only use it if you've got gold, or hidden behind the paywall, which was always ridiculous.
Well, you already were playing for Netflix, and then you had to pay for the Xbox Live subscription.
I've always got Xbox Live, it's not bothered me too much because I've always had gold, I'm always renewing it, but it's obviously still crap. If I did revert to silver, I'd lose all those things, and it's good eventually, but they should have done this ages ago.
Do you know wildly changing the subject, but my Xbox Live, remember that thing that I found about 5 years ago where you could get Xbox Live for £12 for the year?
Mm-hmm.
And I just bought a whole pile of years. That finally ran out last week.
Did it?
Oh. Yeah, I got an email that said they were going to start taking £40 from me. So I've been paying £12 for Xbox Live for the last at least 5 years. It's amazing.
Sweet.
Anyway, sorry.
There's actually one thing connected with that. Are Microsoft not doing their own series of stuff, like making their own series?
Their own TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
There's one that I'm really quite looking forward to. there's a set of stuff that Tim actually was telling me about.
Tim. Yeah, all our listeners know Tim.
Tim.
Yeah.
Called Deadlands.
Just to catch everybody up, this is a dude that works in the recycling department at the Scottish Government that Sam hangs out now and again.
Who Ian once said, yeah, but what are you? You're not a f***ing bin man, are you? That was a swear.
That was a swear.
Yeah, that was one of the
funniest. Do we have to now explain
who Ian is? No, we don't at all. Ian's a crazy man that I sometimes get on the bus with.
Oh, sorry, we're done.
Sam answered an ad in a news agent's for a guy looking for a friend. Sam phoned him up and went, I'm a friend, and they now are friends.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's essentially, I've cut out some
true life story.
I've cut out some key points of that plot there, but essentially that's what happened.
You could at least have been fussy about the name. He said, well, I'm looking for a Tom. Are you willing to change it? And then get him to change his name.
Well, he was advertising
himself
as a Deborah.
Looking for a friend. He'll change his name.
He did say he was called Deborah.
Deborah.
Yeah. Right, so. Was that why you answered it?
Yeah. No. Yeah, so Deadlands is
fat,
like a combination of Wild West.
Well, Fords have got ecosystems.
Steampunk and kind of like weirdy fantasy type stuff. And I'm really quite interested to see like a steampunk Wild West thing.
Well, that's Wild Wild West with Will Smith and
Kevin
Kline.
I'm totally lost. No, I don't know what Sam's talking about anymore.
I said dick twice.
I've no idea. I've totally lost how this conversation started. We're talking about Will Smith now.
You should maybe listen to the show for the first time ever.
And Kevin Kline.
Paul was saying how the quality of the last show was really bad. And Chase was like, what? Was it?
No. The last, like the pocket show, because I do alternate shows on a Monday night.
Oh.
And it was the pocket show last Monday. The quality was really poor.
Oh, I thought ours was really
good. No, ours was fine. I had to spend
tons of time. I thought it was a bit quiet,
actually.
Sunday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we'll have to shout louder then.
Hi!
Nice. Anyway.
One thing I was going to mention about Connect. What's your feelings on not everyone having a Connect now? Do you think that's going to affect the games we got, because everyone who now buys now has the option of getting an Xbox One without Kinect.
Yeah.
So that means anyone who's making games that's going to use the Kinect, their user base is going to drop.
Yeah.
Which is always kind of like a sell, because it's what things, if everyone's got Kinect, hopefully now we thought, oh, we'll hopefully get a good Kinect game.
Uh-huh.
Still, well, it's still early days, but we don't have one yet.
Yeah.
Kind of ties Kinect into Sports what Rival we were saying at the start there about how they were forcing things to move on and developers to like actually do something with it, whereas they're not.
Now it's just kind of like, we're just going to revert back to just control. Nothing, which is not wrong, which is great, but I wanted to see something that utilised the Kinect in a really cool and brilliant way. Mm-hmm. We might still get that with the, it's indie developers will hopefully do something clever, but I'm a little bit understand why they've done it. It does make sense, but at the same time, I'm a little disappointed that we'll not see something. We might not see something really good on the Kinect now.
What spoiled it for me was when they said that they weren't going to be watching me in my underwear, and that just kind of
they're still going to watch you in your
turn me completely off the whole idea of Kinect. Because I'm not walking around in my Y fronts with the skid mark up the back for my own comfort.
In an effort to pull this back on track,
you have to
and my flip-flops. My flip-flops and my skiddy Y fronts. White
sports socks pulled up to your halfway up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, in an effort to bring this back on track, does that £50 price drop make the Xbox One any more attractive to you?
To me?
Yeah, because you were the one that was kind of saying it was too expensive in the first place.
Yeah, but that's because I have no money, because the house is draining everything out of me, including my life and soul.
Well, on that cheery note,
I thought she was called Amy.
The house is like the code
it's
name.
It's his nickname for
it's just one organism
house.
Now.
The house.
Anyway, so Sam, you put up a thing about a developer doing something kind of interesting with the Kinect.
Nah, it's just a mad German bloke doing crazy shit.
Was he German? He sounded Swedish.
I thought he was Belgian.
I thought he was German.
You sure?
I thought he sounded German.
He had a bit of a sort of a Scandinavian tone to him.
Can we have a little soundbite?
Well,
Slovakian.
Apparently my internet's just crapped out again, so I can't do anything.
Oh, well.
Google Docs is just kind of saying
he's a man, and he did something with some Kinects and sellotaped them to his face or something.
He was either French, Dutch.
He was European.
He was foreign.
He was
Spanish, Eskimo.
Don't do any impression.
hang on. I'm spinning my foreign language wheel in my head.
I don't think you've got a foreign language wheel.
Round and round it goes. What nation we insult? Nobody knows.
I got an amazing app on my phone. Sorry, I'm just wildly changing the subject here. And
is this foreign accent?
Yeah,
app?
It's like magic, honestly. So I'll take my stamp here that says scanned. It's when I scan things. Oh, my phone's just died. Oh, well, it was going to be a really cool app.
Wow.
My battery just died.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is smashing.
Yeah. This is a stamp thing.
And what does it do? Read it, and then it goes...
You choose a language.
Gone.
You choose a language, and it actually changes that text in the screen to the language. So,
okay, that is quite fine.
See, it looks like magic.
I can do that, too.
Can you really? What does that say in German?
Skund.
Scandinavian. That's Swedish.
It's a Swedish guy, a German guy doing a Swedish accent.
Scoop. What do they say when they want to eat a sort of a non-yeasted bread-based snack with jam and cream and stuff? What's that?
I would like a non-yeasted.
Did you have something in mind there? What were you going for? Bagel. Oh, scone. Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, I forgot where we were now. What were we talking about?
Just nowhere. This is not the gamer show anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just the nonsense show.
Are you guys... you know, there was actually a show on the British Tech Network called The Nonsense Show a few years ago.
Well,
we were now reviving it this week.
Yeah, we're taking over.
Are you guys wanting to talk about Far Cry 4 and Halo 5 as part of preview, or do you want to talk about it here? We should have maybe done this.
Let's just talk about it now and ignore the preview section.
Okay.
Because none of us have anything. Do you know what? I looked through and everything that I'm really interested in things like Mad Max... Uh-huh. And the Firefly one, which I'm now less interested in because I've noticed that it's iOS and Android only. So I think it's for like mobile devices. Puts me off a little bit. Lots of little things.
Well, you've
like
got an
that.
iOS. You've got an iPad.
I know. But
generally,
it,
those sort of games are
kind of puts me off a bit. All of that. Like, we've done them all. We needed like a new batch.
What we really need is an industry conference.
We'll have a new batch next month.
What we really need is an industry conference to happen where lots and lots of publishers go along and announce stuff.
Should we just make
one? Yeah, I think we should. We should call it like a letter.
Well, let's name it after Ed. So E.
Right, Ed's
erection.
Erection.
Ed is my third GIMP.
Right.
So E3.
E3. That's quite a good name.
Yeah.
Ed's third. Should not be E3G then.
Yeah, but that's too long.
Yeah, that's what she said. sorry, there's crickets.
No one has ever said that to you.
Apart from my descriptions of things that happened to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Ed's erected excrement.
Ed's erected excrement.
Yeah. E3. Well... Basically, it will kind of be at the back as Sam
Can
shared.
Can we just stop? We just stop.
That's the story
now.
Somewhere.
Let's just stop and start the show again because this is awful. Honestly, this is the worst. I know. In fact, I say that almost every single episode. Don't
I think we actually had one called The Worst Show Ever as well.
Yeah. I just had Mike Droop.
You do feel that our audience of
Ed.
No one. Our porridge starting to get the vibe that we're past the point of caring.
I was never there.
So, Ubisoft CEO, Yvette?
Oh, Jesus. It's
well,
a name.
You pronounce it.
I can't even see that. Where is it?
Y-V-E-S. Yves? Guillermo?
Yves.
Okay, so he confirmed whoever Philip. He or she is. Confirmed Far Cry 4 is pegged for November release. November 18 in North America, November 21st in Europe. And
why
PS4,
is he wearing a pink scoop?
Yeah, I wondered
what's,
that on the
front
cover.
What's the pink scoop?
He kind of looks like he's probably trying to be like some kind of warlord or like weapons dealer. Or
he's
something
like
that.
Hanging out
it'll be one
in
of the
Himalayas like, in his pink suit.
Because they had...
Sorry, this isn't Yvette Gimel or whatever it is. This is actually the character on the front cover of Far Cry 4.
I think it was Vaz or something that was the main villain or one of the main villains in Far Cry 3, and he was kind of hailed being quite an interesting sort of barmy character, and I think they're going the same lines with this guy. He's obviously going to be a bit of a nut job. And
he kind of looked, he was dressed very similar to Gay Tony in the Grand Theft Auto 4 series. He had that sort of look about him as if he was sort of a slimmer, younger version of Gay Tony. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was actually a serious point I was looking for a little bit of discussion about there. At least disagree with me and then we can have a conversation.
I don't know. I've never really played it.
Yeah, you probably just want to stop here. If you've got a big backlog of podcasts, you'd probably be as well just skipping over this one and coming back in 2 weeks' time when we've got... Actually, 4 weeks' time when we've got E3 stuff. Anyway, apparently this was announced in the financial statement to investors, which I thought was kind of odd. Why did they choose this as a way to talk about new games and stuff?
They sometimes do that before. I don't know.
Yeah, you've got E3 a month away and they choose the financial statement to investors to talk about some new games.
Maybe they're really struggling money-wise.
And possibly. So this game, Far Cry 4, it's going to be developed by Ubisoft Montreal and in collaboration with Red Storm Entertainment, Ubisoft Tornado, Toronto. That is, I can't.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Toronto, Ubisoft Shanghai, and Ubisoft Kiev.
How are you going to cope with this one then? Being that you hate the Canadians.
Who? Chiz. All right. You can do your Canadian accent, Chiz.
No, that's what accent I refuse to do.
Okay, good.
Apparently it takes a sharp turn away from the...
I took that blood pact.
Takes a sharp turn away from the lush island jungles of the top-rated Far Cry 3, because apparently Far Cry 4 is set in Karat, an untamed region currently ruled by a despotic, self-appointed
despotic
king. Despotic. I'm doing really well
or
today.
Maybe I made that word up. Let's probably Google it.
Bimo.
It is expected that Far Cry 4 will be shown off further at E3 in June. But also as part of this, he announced Assassin's Creed Unity, Far Cry 4, Just Dance, The Crew, and Watch Dogs. Of course, Watch Dogs was an announcement.
Out of that
really
list, what are you looking forward to? Probably Just Dance, yeah?
So...
What is Just Dance?
Just Dance is one of those... I think it's a Kinect game, actually.
Kinect or Wii Remote.
Yeah, Wii Remote thing. Right. And it's one of those dance games that you put music up and it kind of shows you moves to go along with it.
I love those.
Yeah, they are good for kind of parties and things like that.
Yeah.
Kids like them.
I am really good.
Assassin's Creed Unity, because as far as I'm concerned, Assassin's Creed 4 was back to form a little bit. So if they can build on that with Assassin's Creed Unity, I'll be happy.
How far did you get in that?
Assassin's Creed 4?
Yeah.
I was just floating about with a ship, just kind of raiding places. I kind of went off the story because I was quite enjoying just floating my ship about and raiding islands and things like that.
So really, if they just made Sid Meier's Pirates into...
Well, that's what I wanted like Risen 2 gen. To be. I wanted Risen 2 to be that, and it wasn't.
No,
really
it was pretty awful.
Yeah. But yeah, so I really enjoyed that element of it. And if they could kind of take that and take that a little bit further instead of going back to like Assassin's Creed 3 or something. I'm holding out hope for the Assassin's Creed franchise still. What about you?
What?
Out of that list.
I
don't
can't
say
remember
Just
what was in there.
Oh, for goodness sake. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Just Dance
was
the only one that stuck
Just
around.
Just Dance. The Crew. I've never... Have we talked about The Crew on this
it's
show?
That, what is The Crew? Massive sort of multiplayer racing game. It's like the whole American you can drive around.
Probably that.
It didn't look... But it's an interesting concept, but I don't know what I've saw of it. It's not tickled my fancy at all.
Halo 5 Guardians is set for a 2015 release, autumn-fall 2015. So this is a pushback. It was supposed to be coming out later on this year, wasn't it?
It wasn't official announced. They were aiming maybe 2014, but they never actually said it would be. It was kind of presumed, I think.
Right, I have another imagery-based question here.
Imagery?
Yeah, well, the last
You're
one was about the pink suit.
Picture. Close your eyes,
this
Paul.
One, why is... Like the
we need to have a video podcast right now to see Chiz's face.
Oh, that's very good.
Paint the picture.
The lad on the front is like a really skinny Master Commander. What is wrong with you? Do you not think it's like a really trim, like
I'll,
a suit?
I'll fish you up tonight.
Really thin.
You have what?
Nothing.
That would be a swear.
Anyway, sorry, Sam. Continue.
Did you not think?
You have my permission.
Did you not think he was really skinny?
Really skinny?
Yeah. The lad on the front cover.
Attention.
Of what?
The lad on the front cover.
What are they called? What are they called?
Spartans.
The Spartan.
All right.
The Spartan on the front cover.
All right, like you got like the reflective image between Master Chief
and
the
bottom. Yeah, he was right.
And like the yeah. It's
been working out.
To talk about?
Dieting.
Yeah, it's apparently a new character and it's been referred to he, but it might be thrown.
Slim Jim.
A lot of people think it might be a female character.
Where did they bring him back, Earthworm Jim, more importantly? Because Earthworm Jim would
like
fit into the Halo
Jim.
Universe, I think, quite well.
You know, this is what kind of fits in with what... this is just going off. Can we just make this show up as we go along? Let's just scrap all of the notes. Just make it up as we go along. So, like...
Don't take us off tangent. We're not used to that. Stop it.
No, it's wild. What we were discussing kind of stuff to fill the show beforehand. And
we did?
Because, yeah, we did. We did. Early on today. And one of my suggestions would be, you're saying Earthworm and Jim, like, what kind of intellectual property would you like to see roll back again? Or what would you like to see kind of done and done well? Or...
You know, I want a good pirate game.
You want a good pirate game?
Yeah.
What, like Assassin's Creed almost got there, but not quite.
I don't know what Assassin's Creed was missing that didn't make it a really good pirate
game. Do you want
a
full gritty pirate game or a tongue-in-cheek, funny, amusing pirate
game?
Has anyone watched Black Flag? If they could do me a pirate game like that,
do you know what?
There is a lot of boobies in that, and
generally that sort of stuff in computer games doesn't work.
A lot of brutal violence as well.
So if you imagine Red Dead Redemption, a similar game. I don't mean a Western game, but like I almost feel if Rockstar could do
GTA Pirates, basically
GTA Pirates or Red Dead Redemption Pirates, something like that. I think that would be pretty sweet. Could go into land and you could rape and pillage whatever you want.
The only problem with that
maybe not the first one.
The only problem.
Sorry, that's what pirates did. The only
problem with that is that it's going to be quite a busy sea lane because pirates are generally out for like a couple of months at a time before they hit anything. So
yeah, they couldn't do it like that.
No, unleash the quick time quite, rape event.
Yeah. No,
swipe up.
We're leaving that one.
So right, awesome. So far we've got we've got Earthworm Jim, because that would be sweet. Earthworm Jim was pretty quality. Cheers, any ideas?
This is something I kind of said that what you'd love to see at E3. We're already talking about,
E3. It's just what I'd like to see in games.
Yes, yeah, just spitboiling.
Spit boiling.
Boiling.
All right, okay. I think it's boiling. What do you want to boil
balling.
Spit for?
Balling.
Balling.
No, with a W.
Balling.
I'm going very glad
native.
Mm-hmm. Balling.
Spitboiling.
Spitboiling, good.
Spit my balls.
Anyway,
I would like Medieval to see loop. Something like a new version of Vampire Masquerade.
Okay,
I mean that'd be pretty amazing. Because that was, apart from the
I've
glitches,
Red Dead Redemption 2,
incredible. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Actually, well, I don't know what
pretty
do.
High
I,
up on the list.
Think, what would they do differently in Red Dead Redemption 2?
Well, that's one of the things. But I don't we put in the news, but it's Rockstar announced that they've got a next gen game coming out, or a new gen, what the hell you call it, coming out next March. Next March, but didn't say what it was, and we're all kind of hoping.
What's our inside track? Have we checked with our inside track at Rockstar?
I've not checked with him, but his last couple of predictions have been wrong so far, or it's been have they been delayed or something? So
because it was going to be released on PC, and it was going to be this was GTA 5 was going to be released on PC, and it was going to be released on current gen. At the time, it was next gen.
At launch, it was supposed for the new consoles. It was going to be a launch title for them and PC at a later date.
You know what? We have one insider in the industry. Full stop. So I don't care what he tells us. It could be nonsense. But at least we've got an insider in the industry.
Just because he should sleeps in the doorway does not mean that Francis, the methylated spirit drinking tramp, is an insider. I've told you that before.
What should do? Is we should get him on, but warp his voice to hide his identity.
We can't have
him. Yeah, so Steve, if you're listening, if you could do that for us.
what else?
Sorry, right, anyway. Nintendo is releasing an Android app.
What does it do?
It allows one of seven devices that are not currently available yet to tether to your 3DS in Japan only. That's it.
And the next news item is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all you've got on that?
That's all I've got on that. I've got a list of the seven devices if you want them.
Go on then.
Are these the devices that don't exist yet?
Samsung Galaxy S5.
Excellent.
The Sony Xperia Z2.
It's out now, isn't it?
May the 15th, actually, it is out from last week.
Yep.
Sorry, at the time that I read this article, they weren't out yet. Aquos Zeta, whichever, I've never heard of that. Aros NX, the Sony Xperia A2, the Aquos AQUOS, Aquos, I don't know, never heard of that pad.
You're a phone guy, how do you not know this?
I know, I never heard of these ones. Sony Xperia Z2 tablet. And all of these are kind of available from mid to late May to early June. And all they will do is give your 3DS tethering capabilities so your 3DS can go out on the internet through your phone. Well done, Nintendo.
Yeah, I suppose it could be a handy thing, but...
No, but if you're going to do... unless this
Why
is
not
them,
just build the 3G or 4G or whatever into the 3DS?
Yeah, in the same way the PS Vita does. Yeah. It's actually, you can put a SIM card into that.
Yeah, why
I guess
not
this
that?
Is so you're not having to pay for a second contract. you know.
Well, they need something to boost sales, don't they?
So yeah, but they should have done the sales of the SIM card, though. Watch Dogs apparently runs at 900p on the PS4, 792p on the Xbox One. This was apparently Ubisoft announced this last Thursday. It was creative director Jonathan Morin.
Missed the key.
Yeah, the reason I added this is because Sony, the day before, had said that it would be 1080p, or boasting basically it was going to be 1080p mm-hmm. and 60 frames per second, and quickly took it down. I'm going to realise, yeah, it's not going to be that.
But the, basically what this guy, creative director Jonathan Morin from Ubisoft, said on the Ubi blog, resolution... Ubi. Sorry?
Ubis.
resolution is a number, just like frame rate is a number. So I guess I see his point. He's kind of just going, it's like the, it doesn't matter as long as the game's great.
Exactly. It's just basically console willy-waving. But... you would always prefer a higher frame rate and a higher, well, and 1080p, but 900p or whatever. It's Christ, we've been playing. It's Halo, but that's been it was Halo 4, not that. Like, we've not had actually a proper HD and HD version of that, and they've still been absolutely gorgeous.
Do you know what though? There's a certain element of
snobbery.
40-year-old man justifying his 18-year-old girlfriend in that comment. It's just a number. Age is just a number, man.
I see your point. And there's another element of it is why am I having to buy this new console if you're bringing out the games that are in resolution my old console could deal with? There is that element of it as well. But I agree. I mean, if the game's good and it looks pretty, then who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It is slightly disappointing that we're not getting... hopefully we'll get to a point where most games will be 1080p and 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
But... Ah, well.
Yeah.
And I'm buying it for PC anyway, so I should be kicking that anyway.
It's out May 27th on PC, Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3.
It's next Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, the Wii U release is expected to follow in autumn.
Did you place an order for it, or have you held off on it?
I've held off on it just now, because I've got Mario Kart coming next Friday, so...
You do know it, like, the link I sent you is digital, so Kirsty would never know you've got it.
And she doesn't listen to this show either. Good. Philips are suing Nintendo over the Wiimote. We really should have ended on something a little bit more interesting.
But it's just kind of like, how long has it taken them?
Yeah, well, apparently in 2011, they first told Nintendo that they were breaching the patent for, quote, virtual body control device. Just recently, they then put in a second claim against a patent, which was, quote, user interface system based on a pointing device.
I like how you say that in your furious voice.
Was that my furious voice?
Yeah. That's how you've ever shouted at me. Sam, I'm really unhappy with you today.
Get off my lawn. No word from Nintendo if it concurs. Apparently, if successful, this would essentially mean a block on the sales of the Wii, Wii Remote, Wii U, Wii U Gamepad, and Wii Mini. What the hell is the Wii Mini? Oh, that's that tiny little thing.
That we made way back in the news that you were tempted to get one
day. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was just in CAD. It was getting released or something weird like that, was it not?
The red one.
Yeah.
Was it red? I thought it was white.
There was a red one.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of the Sky Now.
Quite possibly.
You know, the little box that Sky offers that allow you to like, kind of stream your Sky services to the telly.
My brother's got one of those.
Is it any good?
Yeah, he quite likes it.
Cool.
Interesting news and tips here for you, gentlemen.
Final thing on the news. You put in a thing about Sunset Overdrive. I'm curious about this because I've never heard of this before.
No, it was part of their, when they, obviously, last E3, when Microsoft's, it was a conference, obviously showing, talking about loads of games, blah, blah, blah. And this is one of the games, but they just announced it, but just showed off a CGI thing. Okay. It wasn't in game, just said, hey, you've got Sunset Overdrive coming out at some point. And now we've actually seen the game, and it looks pretty.
Kind of childlike graphics, a little bit. Yeah, kind of like clunking.
It's very.
Crank and Ratchet. Something.
Ratchet
and Clank, yeah.
How do I know that?
I don't know.
Well, is it not me? I think it's the same developers. Insomniac. It's the same developers. Because they did Resistance. For a while, they just made...
Was that Resistance Fallen Man, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while, I don't know if they're owned by Sony, but they must have a deal.
I'm learning something from this show. I wouldn't have known that if we weren't doing this show.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Interesting tips.
I know names.
Yeah. And I think they've just in the past just done exclusives for Sony, but now they're doing I think they're free to do if they don't, but they've got a contract obviously for this game for the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of a mix of Crackdown infamous in Jet Set Radio, the way you can sort of glide right. about and shoot, and it's just, and a bit of Dead Rising as well, the weapons you can craft and whatnot.
Cool.
And yeah, it was quite fun sort of third person shooter. I want to see more of it too, because at the moment I'm not overly sold on it, but mm-hmm. one little I like the sense of humour in it. For example, they've got what they're calling next gen respawns, or basically funny respawns. Like, say, every time you die, you'll get a diff. Well, not every time, but you'll eventually see them all again. But you get like a set sort of respawn. For example, in one of them, it's like Bill and Ted. You appear out of the ground
in a
telephone thing.
Nice.
And there's one point, I've seen one where a UFO arrives and you get dropped out of that.
Right.
Or a grave comes up and you come out like a zombie and then play.
Yeah, cool.
And there's one where the enemies in the game drive up in a van and throw you out the back.
Right.
And that's you respawn. And I thought, yeah, that's quite interesting. Like, it got me thinking, like, what other sort of gaming sort of tropes or gaming things needs a refresh? And mm-hmm. I thought that was quite a refreshing thing, rather than just, there you go. Away you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only so much you could do about that.
Yeah, though. But like, it will get repaired, but it depends if they keep, maybe they'll...
They've got an infinite amount of respawns.
Because, yeah, well, they'll keep creating more because it's online, and just free sort of patches just to throw in extra ones, maybe.
You got to wonder that if there's like a guy employed just to sit at a desk and think about funny respawns and just kind of storyboard them. That would be an awesome job.
I've just come up with a few in my head just now.
Have you? Tell me one.
Go.
No. Because I'm going to sell it to him.
Or, well, come on.
No.
Why?
Because if I say it, then they're just going to take it.
If you shout patent in a James Earl Jones voice at the end, that's it registered to you. So
I don't
know
how to do that.
You don't know how to say patent?
No, I don't know how to do the voice.
You say like Mufasa. Do a impersonation of Mufasa.
Or Darth Vader.
Mufasa.
I know that's what you're
going for. Mufasa?
You don't think of Mufasa. Oh, yeah, Disney. Like you would say that.
Whoa, that was a bad one.
Although... Disney do and stuff.
Well, baby. Baby being born, then it very quickly goes through all the stages of growing up and turns into you, and you run out with your gun.
You run out with your gun to kill you being born?
No.
That's a bit dark. Was it not filmed?
Did you listen to the first part there?
Looper.
Or did you
Looper.
Just jump in at the end? Possibly you just jumped in at the end.
There was a film about that, wasn't there? It was Looper. It was with that guy, the bald guy.
Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Terry Savalas.
I'm just going to leave. I'm totally done with this now. It's just awful. Yeah. Well, that bald guy, the one that used to do the Crystal Dome.
My dad.
Edward Tudor Poole, was it not? Or was that the guy?
Richard O'Brien.
No, it was the guy that took over. It was Edward Tudor Poole. I just remember his name.
He was rubbish. He wasn't bald.
No.
I got a new dentist, and his name's Richard O'Brien. I was really excited to go and see if he'd like change careers. He's not. He's a different guy.
He's Duncan Goodhue instead. He was really annoying.
So that was Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, but I want to see more of it. It looks quite a fun game, but what I've seen of it looks fun, but at the same time, it like... for a few hours and I get bored of it.
Right.
You know, but
it's an online game though, so it's not going to be...
Yeah, but I'd say like, they've only just announced it, so they're not going to spunk their load straight away.
I don't know if we have to bleep that or not.
Spunked my load.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Pink Panther Wafers. They're not as good, Sam. Sam's brought us pink
you know
wafer
what?
Biscuits and they're not as good as normal.
Sam has let us down horribly tonight with his poor
while
podcasting.
Walking down the street, I bumped into Pink Panther. I'd have a bit of a go at them about these.
These are rubbish.
They're a bit cardboardy.
They are. There's far too much wafer and not enough whatever that pink paste
stuff.
Is inside.
Pink, juicy, sweet spot. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Pass me them.
Okay. This show actually...
I would like some pink, juicy spot.
This show actually is brought to you by the good people at UK2. They're absolutely superb. They pick up all the bandwidth and everything like that for the British Tech Network. They are a great bunch of guys and gals. If you head over to thebritishtechnetwork.com and click on the sponsors link and then use the click through on there to know that we sent you, there's all sorts of voucher codes and everything like that that you can get money off your domains and your web hosting, your VPNs, VPSs and all that kind of stuff. So please head on over and buy that, buy your stuff there. That's the UK2. They support British Tech and we hope that you'd support them too. Gentlemen, what have you been playing this week?
I turned my mic off because I was eating a biscuit.
I turned the volume down.
I know,
so
I know you do.
Biscuit.
But But
so now you've just ruined it by making that clicky noise.
What clicky noise?
When you switched on the microphone, I don't.
You have to say the word "click." And it makes it better.
Click,
click.
Yeah.
What game have you been playing this week, Sam? Well, Chiz, actually, because Sam is just...
No, Sam has to speak.
Sam's just crowbarred, like, three penguin...
penguins?
Pink Panther biscuits into his mouth at once.
I've been playing.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Yeah, that's
Metro 33.
Metal City 3.
Metro
33. Metro 2033.
Yep.
Metro 2033, right, okay. Okay, keep going, we're going to translate for you.
Replaying that.
Oh, that's no fun anymore. Right, okay.
Yeah, it's alright.
Is that it?
Yeah. So, that's the first house. First Light, is it First Light, the one?
Yeah, well, there's the new one out. And do you know what I really actually want to have a go at?
And, you're not allowed, it's not legal.
I want to... Buggering a pheasant. That's what I really want to do. No.
To see what expression it
Paul
is.
Doesn't even know if he has to bleep that out.
I have no idea.
I want to go at Darkseid. I want to go at the original Darkseid.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a big thing about the new Darkseid. Dark Souls.
You mean the game is supposed to be really, really hard and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to go at the original Dark Souls.
I bet you got there for 8 games.
But, yeah, 2033. It's been on my PC for ages. I started it. Had a bit of a go. It's all right. But I think... Because how old is it now? I think I got it like 4 or 5 years ago.
It does feel like quite an old game.
And I was playing it on my old PC, and it was a bit clanky. Played on the new one. It runs much smoother, obviously. But... The guns are not. There's not much. They're not very visceral.
Satisfying.
They're not meaty. Like,
no.
Sort of clickety clacky.
Yeah, and for a game where like they're not high tech guns, they are quite basic and quite like chunky. Mm. It's like a bodged up shotgun just made out of a tube and stuff like that. So it should have.
They visually make sense,
like
but.
But it should feel like it has a great big kick to it. It should be like, this is my boomstick. And it doesn't really have any of that to it.
I feel the sequel got that more right.
I haven't played it.
It was weapons are more satisfying. I've not played the first one, but I would say the weapons and the second one were quite satisfying.
The story's also, like, without going a bit chiz on this, it's a bit Russian. It's a bit too Russian for...
Who's that chiz?
Because he's racist.
Racist.
Because he's racist. Name. Yeah, I meant racist. I don't know if I can't get my head around it, but it's just... Have you ever seen the film Daywatch? No. Daywatch and Nightwatch and all of those
films. David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No,
that's Baywatch.
No, but they did a nighttime one.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah. It was it was almost like...
No, I meant the crazy Russian...
Nightwatch. I've played Nightwatch, yeah.
Actually, was it called Baywatch Nights or Baywatch After Dark?
Oh, yeah, there was. Like it was Baywatch Nights, wasn't it? That was horrendous.
I didn't watch it. Ugh. I'm aware of it. It was pretty much... It was David Hasselhoff when he was in his downtime from being a lifeguard and he was... He was a private detective.
He just hung out in a bush. In a Mac. Waiting to jump out on people in his speedos.
He went dogging.
At old grannies.
Yeah. No, he was a private... Was he not? Was it not that he was a private investigator?
I have
investigator?
No idea.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. It was downtime for being a lifeguard. He was a private investigator. That's awesome.
He was just excusing him to hang out in bars with a camera crew.
Sorry, Sam. Please tell us about your game.
Honestly, like if this was old fashioned and we were recording this onto a cassette tape, I would have ejected it at this point and just lit it on fire. Because that's what it's worth. This is truly terrible.
I think this is actually one of our better ones now.
I really don't. I think
Chiz,
it's awful.
What have you been playing?
With his cock.
Sam has officially checked out.
Well, 6 out of 7 days, yeah, but the one day, the other day I played...
I just wrote down Coke, and I was like, why am I leaving that? Anyway.
I'm playing Super Mario 3D World.
Cool. How are you finding it? You playing it on the on the control pad? Or you did. You done it. This is on the Wii U, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you done anything on the gamepad, or is it all just be up on the screen?
It's on the
I presume
game pad
be
has...
on the Xbox One, Paul. Well done.
You really have checked out.
No. Just going to put on my dead voice and just keep talking.
Nice.
No, it's... The gamepad doesn't really do anything.
It's like, Mario in it, Jason.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And all his chums.
I think he's lost a little bit of weight.
Luigi?
Yeah.
Princess Peach or whatever her name is. Is it Princess now? Or is it Princess Peach?
No, she's Queen now. Her mum died.
Really? Is she called Princess Peach because she has a really nice ass?
No, I don't think it's as...
Really?
They would think like that.
I think it probably is. She got a nice ass, just...
Oh, Luigi, she tastes like a peach.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about Luigi. I fingered him.
Oh, dear. That definitely
bleeped. It's all right. It's nothing wrong with a bit of casual fingering. Hey, Sam.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit sweaty.
How are your hands damp?
I can't breathe.
It's because my balls are damp.
What comedian was it that was did a whole sketch on fingering?
A whole sketch. They were saying Fred's got fingered. The film, is that what you're thinking about?
No.
Anyway, the gamepad doesn't really add anything. Like,
it doesn't the multiplayer. Have you played the multiplayer?
Well, yeah, not yet. I played it with my girlfriend. I was told to stop playing it because every time I, I basically got told because I took the Wii U over to hers to play. And I basically got told to leave because after every level I won, I basically did a victory dance and wound her the hell up. And
it's funny that.
Yeah, but it was fun. Yeah, the gamepad, all it does is it basically just what you're seeing on the TV, you're seeing on the gamepad. So basically, the advantage of the Wii U is that you can obviously, if somebody's watching TV, you can just sit and play it on
but
that.
But you've got a fifth player on the Wii U, so the fifth player actually puts platforms down and stuff.
It's it's only Super Mario 3D World's four player. So you've got one person with a gamepad, but the only thing, the person on the gamepad's got a character and they're running around, but the only thing they can do extra is if there's some platforms you have to shift and move,
yeah.
And you do that on the gamepad, but there's not that many.
So you can actually play it, that's all they do?
No.
They don't actually have a... No, I can't, wait, I've played it like that. I have that game.
Super Mario 3D World?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I've got the previous version. So that's the latest one that came out, Super Mario 3D World,
yeah.
Sorry. No. It's the one that came out with the launch of the Wii U.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way that works is you can play four-player.
Super Mario Brothers,
sorry.
Wii or U
sorry,
or something.
Sorry,
yeah.
So with that version, one person can just do that.
Yeah.
As a character.
On this one, though, they've got a character, but they can alter stuff, but they've also got a character same, so
right,
it's just a four-player.
Right, sorry, right, okay. Yeah.
And,
I forgot that had come out, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of fancied it at the time. I forgot about that.
I probably went to Borderware, but I found a deal I got for £25, so nice. I went for it. And, as if I've played it through, I've completed it on my own, and I've started to play through with Kimberly when I'm allowed to play it. And but yeah, I've enjoyed it, but I would say Mario's easier in the 3D world than what it used to be.
Yeah.
The 2D Mario's are definitely harder.
I'm turning Sam's mic down. Carry on. No, don't do it, Chizzy's mic.
Oh, I got splashback. Yeah, I'd say the 2D Mario's are hard because I sailed through this quite easily. There was odd, quite tricky level, but I say I've never been a massive fan of Mario, but I found this enjoyable enough, but at the same time, didn't make me go, whoa, it's absolutely bloody amazing, like a lot of Mario fans. I think a lot of people are fueled, as I am, by games that I loved as a kid, and you go back to them and you kind of go, it's more than nostalgia you're enjoying rather than anything else.
I thought you were going to actually flick him there. Yeah.
Couldn't find his bean.
Cool. So, have you got anything to add to that, Sam? I'll turn your mic up briefly so you can speak.
No.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I forgot
about that. I don't know about the cool Italian accent.
It's the really sinister look on his face as he does it.
You really do.
He does
have
the
to,
hard act. He does the kind of the wrist movements as well.
In quite a camp wrist movement as well.
It's like he's presenting some mozzarella for you to taste.
It's a me, a Mario.
I think it's I'm like a Barbie doll, he's holding it? A platter with Italian sausage on it, but it's not really sausage.
In Tamagotchi world, you cannot marry a gay.
What?
That was a story about Nintendo. Like that, they're like their, is it Tamagotchi world, what the hell it's called, that they've released? And like you can have relationships, but you can't have a same-sex marriage, and all the gays are, wah, rah, 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 and Nintendo can't tell me, sorry. There's nothing we can do now. In the sequel, we'll let you be as gay as you want.
So, I was going to just sponsor read.
Actually, hasn't The Sims been banned in Russia for having
that game should be banned everywhere, but not for that reason.
No.
I'm a bit worried about dealing with this sort of topic tonight's show, given that how wild and free Chiz is being. I don't think we need to go down that road tonight.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about
I'm not against games and gay marriage at all.
I know you're not, but you're being a bit wild tonight, and I'm really quite nervous about what you'll say. I can't bleep three quarters of the show. I'm almost there. Nice, Sam. Thanks. Nice.
What did you say? Click.
Yeah. Sam, why did you bother to switch your mic off and then point, look at Chiz and talk and swear at him?
So it was recorded in that?
Yeah. Anyway, so another sponsor this evening is the Network Union. They are absolutely superb. Basically, they provide all the bandwidth and things like that, actually in the pipes coming in and out of BTN towers. They're absolutely superb guys over there. If you head over to thebritishnetwork.com, click on the sponsors link, and then use the click through to the Network Union there. Basically what they are is they provide all the service and expertise kind of on top of BT. So all your billing and everything like that still stays with BT, but they provide years of experience around all sorts of awesome stuff like WANs and kind of connectivity and all that kind of awesome stuff. So just speak to them and they may be able to do kind of midterm refactoring of your deal or anything like that. So whether you're currently a customer or you're a new customer or anything like that, please, please, please head on over to BritishNetwork.com, click on the sponsors link and then click on the click through to Network Union. And any details you give them to get in contact with you, like email address or phone number, they'll just use that to get back in contact with you. They have assured you and that they won't actually like send it on for like you know marketing purposes or anything like that. They're good guys over there, so please, please, please use them. So head on over to thebritishnetwork.com/sponsors and click on the click on the Network Union link and just to let them know that we sent you. They are absolutely superb. They support British Tech and we hope that you'd support them too. So, how are you doing? Have you guys calmed down over there yet?
Just soiled himself.
Nice. Right.
Not joking.
It was a very wet one.
Awesome. Sam, you played your game this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to play the Flash Gordon theme tune instead, but your internet's rubbish. So
my internet's
not
horrendous just now. I don't know why.
It's always been horrendous.
It's really
bad. When did you move into a better broadband area?
2 weeks, 2 months.
2 months.
It was a football game. It was really hectic. There was it's not really a football
game.
It's
football
on like a
epic.
Yeah, it's on like
it?
A football pitch, and you fight basically, and then mental stuff happens, and I just couldn't get a hang of it at all.
Right.
So was it not fun? Your version of football, you could blow people up. Whatnot.
Yeah, it was better than a standard game.
Was
I
it
think.
Like a turn-based, or is it just mayhem? Everything was going on,
mayhem.
And you select stuff
just
to go.
Everything kind of seemed to be happening a lot.
Did you ever play like the Mario game that came out in the Wii for football? It was like
no,
Mario
oddly enough,
Football League.
Like two things that I despise. Yes, I was at the that was on my Christmas list.
That's true. I never saw that. Sorry, yeah. Sam, yeah.
Yeah,
you probably
and after you did that, you did a bit of driving round as well.
No.
That was my favourite game.
I hate that game. I really enjoyed that game, but the way it worked was you played this round robin, and then at the end, the first two people, like the top two scorers, played each other. So I'd play the round robin, hammer everybody, like 10-12-0. And then I'd play one of the teams that I'd hammered, like 12-0, in the final, and they'd beat me 3-0. And it just didn't make any sense to me.
It's Nintendo, their AI rubber banding.
It really frustrated me. Anyway. Yeah.
So wait, how did... So take it, the match kicks off, and is it not turn-based? Are you just going to select from things to use to get your team to win, is it?
I just, honestly...
Have I got a better understanding of this game?
Yeah, pretty much. It kind of got to the stage where I was just flailing at buttons. And I know that is my standard methodology
pretty
of
much.
Playing a game. Yeah.
With swearing.
No,
or
actually.
Or noises.
I don't imagine
no, because I didn't give enough of a crap to
Cool.
I did say crap, though.
Well, you did. Done me. Well done, you. Well done.
Yeah. So on that fantastic note, what were you going? Oh, no, you didn't.
Me and Chiz. So Chiz gave me his game, and I've just been absolutely smashed this week, so I've not had a chance to play it.
You stopped drinking so much.
Sorry?
You stopped drinking so much.
Yeah, I should. I forgot to send Chiz his because, again, I've been really, really busy. So it's entirely my fault that I didn't do that. So I didn't play my game or send Chiz one. Now, to be clear, Chiz only asked me about it at lunchtime today. So had he chased me on Saturday, I probably would have sent him it.
I forgot, but if you had sent it to me today, I would have actually played it before the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I was at work and stuff and I didn't have access to Steam.
Fresh in my memory.
Indeed, indeed. So we will find another game for you, Sam.
Well, I picked a game for someone else.
So you could just play that.
Which I'm not really bothered about because I think I picked a winner.
Okay. Well, you just take that game. What game is it you've got?
Well, it's gone. I had it up on my phone. And it's
you've forgotten
off.
The name.
How to Survive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on
How
Steam.
To Survive what? Is that just what it's called?
I think it's called it's just How to Survive.
It came out in the PlayStation 4.
It's like a zombie survival thing.
How to Survive.
It's sort of an indie game.
Aldi shopping trip.
But it looks like quite a nice looking indie game.
Yeah. It had a lot of critical acclaim. It came out about the same time as...
Circle buck fast around yourself. Can't enter it.
What was that game that you played, Chiz? And it was like a storybook game. You played it one evening.
I hear a squirrel.
Ellie's found a squeaky toy.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, Sam's dog's playing found in my a squirrel. Garden. Or she's found a squirrel, yeah.
Possibly.
So they scream and you squeeze them.
What was that game you played? It was like a kind of a story, and it took you like 2 hours or something like that. You played it one Saturday evening with your girlfriend.
Gone Home.
So it came around, it was Gone Home. That came out about the same time as Gone Home, and it had the same kind of critical acclaim running around it. So it does look quite interesting.
Yeah. So I picked that out for one of you guys.
Well, you can play that.
Wow.
Yeah. You enjoy that.
Cheers.
While Thank Sam you. Is just savouring the delights of that game, I just want to remind you about our Patreon fund. If you want to see our shining happy faces on a fortnightly basis, we have currently got a Patreon fund going, and basically that's going to fund all sorts of kind of improvements to the network. So we have live stream for the live streams. We bought that. We've bought some other stuff. So you see Ewan's got a new studio all kind of sorted out now. So we're...
Wait. We're asking for money to improve our show after the effort we've put in tonight. Yes, give me your money or we continue this crap.
We are wanting to start doing live shows for this show, and I want to start doing a video feed. So you can see Chiz doing all of his mimes along with the jokes, which frankly probably doubled the joke value.
That and not only do you get the bleeps, but Paul will have to start blurring video as well.
You also get to see Chiz pulling his mic towards himself. Yeah,
there is actually an artist.
I'm enjoying my Tom Jones.
Chiz has got a mic with a boom arm on it. All he needs to do is loosen it and he can move the mic towards himself. Instead, he's got it held at an angle so that he can pretend to be Tom Jones.
It's not unusual for Chiz to touch anyone.
Come on, Delaney, there's another man.
No, because you're not fussy. It's anyone.
So please, if you head on over to patreon.com/British Network, and if you just want to sponsor us like a dollar or something like that, it works at about 60 pence. So that's 30 pence a show to sponsor us, and we will put that money to good use, getting us a live feed.
An entire new cast like for this show.
And we also would like to start doing kind of some more stuff. So another thing that we've done with the money is we're all going down to EGX in September to cover that. So we'll be doing a live feed from EGX in London. The European Gamer Expo, you know we're going.
What's that?
He knows about it. He's been sending tickets and stuff. September!
What month is that?
So we'll be going down and covering that live and things like that.
When's Strip Twister?
Strip Twister. We're going to do that on the plane on the way down.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bloody hell. And soggy biscuit.
The other thing to mention is the Bash. So the tickets are available. If you head on over to BritishDineOutward.com, you'll see the big Bash banner there. Tickets are £25 each for over, I think it's over 16s, I can't quite remember. And there's also the curry the night before. So please come down and see us, or come up, depending on where you are in the country. I will be at the Bash. Sam and Chiz can't come this year.
Come along and punch Sam in the face.
So I will be at the Bash, and Ewan will be there and all the other British Day Network regulars. There's lots of booze and food and stuff like that. And it's a family fun day, so please bring along the kids and stuff. It'll be awesome fun. So that's the second weekend in July. So tickets £25 and curry the night before is £10. Curry the night before is very, very good. It's really good curry.
Well worth it.
Definitely. It's a really good place.
Yeah, it was good.
And by the way, that £10 isn't like booking your place or anything like that. That will actually come off the price of your curry at the end of the night. It's just kind of hold it so as to make sure that they know the amount of numbers coming in. That's pretty much it, really. That's that show in the can. We've got one more show before E3 to kind of just drag
by
it out.
By the can, do you mean in the American way of down the toilet?
No. I mean as in like the radio way, as in it's finished.
Right. Okay.
That's the show in the...
Yes, I think my way is more applicable.
Mm. All right, okay, cool. So that's it. If you want to get in touch with us, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com.
I was going to sing us out.
Well, that was quite dismissive of my comment.
It was.
Yep.
You've been very dismissive of pretty much everything me and Chiz have done this whole show.
No.
If you want to get a hold of us...
Barbagill on the way out, it's Mr. Samuel Henry Whiteley.
What are we singing?
Barbagill.
Can I just get through these contact details in the
air? I'm a Barbagill, little Barbagill.
Right, okay, I'm just going to get through these details while I've got his microphone muted. If you want to get a hold of us, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's @britishtech. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm @PaulWheatley. Please come over and like us on Facebook, @Google+. They're now over at my microphone.
We can only afford one mic.
Okay, I'll put your mic on if you'll sit back at your chair. Go. So that was our show. It's been fun. Hopefully,
no, it hasn't.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as
actually,
we have.
I've enjoyed it.
Not a good night. In any fashion. I haven't smiled since we started doing this
show. Yeah, like 2 years ago.
2 years, and I have not smiled once.
What, could you make you remember the moment?
What?
Last time you smiled.
No.
Cool. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you in 2 weeks, which we will have a little bit more nonsense and stuff like that. But then in 4 weeks, we'll have E3. So that's when lots and lots of stuff will happen, and we'll actually have some stuff to talk about again. So thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's been awesome, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Bye.
Boobs made a noise. What noise would they be?
I think they would be more of an awooga kind of noise.
I think that would depend on the spherical size.
The spherical?
Yeah. Circumference.
The spherical.
Radius.
Yeah.
Well, the girls called Sophia have spherical sized boobs. It's spherical. I think it's what you're looking for.
No.
All right. Okay. Spherical. Is that a particular thing that kind of that's like a dome shape as opposed to a sphere?
Or cylinder.
I think they sound like
those. I think those are sort of boobs up in conversation with your knee. How's it going?
Yeah, and you can swing them. And they kind of work like those things that your gran used to have with like the metal balls.
My gran never had balls.
No. You know, they were like on...
And also, I don't... No, no, stop. I don't want to talk about my gran in the same kind of conversation as boobs.
Made that connect. I was just... You know that thing that, like, the balls? And it's like 5 balls in a row and you pull one...
The desk tidy.
Yeah, it was in desks. What's, like, people in the
80s. Are you going
so what gran had that, then?
My gran had one of them.
Right. Your superpower... Yuppie grand.
I don't know if she got it.
80s yuppie
one.
Grand.
She had one. Cool.
What sort of superpower does a yuppie have?
The ability, I don't know.
I put super well, that in died there quickly. Because I was thinking about super grand. Batman, Spider-Man, super grand.
Okay. Right, ready, go.
The words in the middle there?
I was doing the club version. In the style of a club singer. Right.
Oh, sex.
What exactly are we waiting for at this point?
You guys to shut up for a couple of seconds so I can put the brake in.
We're adding filler. We're not ready yet.
Hey, look, you know
Sam's
that it's a better
still to
show.
Tell me about his weekend. What did you go up the weekend, Sam?
I water-tighted my shed.
You water-tighted your shed?
I did.
So, there's no more...
I waterboarded my shed.
So,
I know, Ed Marshall in my shed, yeah,
so
sorry.
Ed no longer has damp.
Only when I wee on him.